Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see him." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. As a child, we used to watch certain programs on TV that tended to be a little bit more intellectual than today. And two of the programs I used to watch were the Three Stooges, as well as Superman. I probably saw all the Three Stooges at least 5 times, Superman maybe 6 times. So I'd like to tell you a little anecdote from Superman related to what I believe the first reading. Superman, you know, he could fly. And his weak point was kryptonite, la kryptonita. That was his weak point. So he flew to Africa, and there was a fight between the explorers there and the natives, because the explorers had stolen one of the big diamonds that was placed in their effigy, one of their statues. So they're very angry that these explorers had stole this big diamond. So Superman wanted to resolve the problem. So what did he do? You who people have your degree in physics probably know that under a certain pressure, elements can change from one form to another. That's basic physics of 11th grade, right? So he grabbed onto a piece of coal. Carbon. Coal. And he put it in his hand and he went like this. And when he opened up his hand, it was no longer carbon, but it was a beautiful diamond. And he put that diamond in the effigy in the statue, and there was peace. First reading today, we've got a man who was carbon, who was turned into a diamond. And his name? Simon Peter. Amen? Simon Peter was charcoal or carbon, but he was turned into a diamond. Amen? How do we make that connection? Were you attentively listening to the first reading, or did you zone out? Who was preaching that sermon in the first reading? Hello? It was Simon Peter. It was Simon Peter. What did he do on Holy Thursday? He denied Jesus three times with his tongue, right? Denied him three times. Very clearly. I don't know him. I don't know him. He curses again. I don't know him. Then the cock crows, huh? As Jesus had prophesied there at the Last Supper. So that same Peter who denied the Lord three times, we encounter in the first reading today. One of the things that I really like is I like language. I'm not very good at math, but I have pretty good language skills. For that, I write books, no? I like language. I learned Italian. I'm fluent in Spanish. My English is pretty good. Look at Peter. This rough, tough fisherman, he waxes more eloquent than Shakespeare. Where did he get that? This rough, tough fisherman. He didn't have a degree from Harvard, did he? Or Yale? He didn't even graduate from Hawaiian Guards Elementary School. It didn't exist yet, I know. He didn't have any formal education. Now, Paul did. Paul studied under Gamaliel. Paul was highly educated. Where on earth did Peter get? Where did he get this? He preaches with conviction, with eloquence, with beauty, with power. Where on earth did this poor, humble, uneducated fisherman, where did he get this? Charades today, okay? If you're paying attention, what was the context of this? After Pentecost. Remember the chronology there, the juxtaposition. This is Acts chapter 2. I'm going to be giving a course on the Acts. No? This is Acts chapter 2, right after Pentecost, right after the first novena, with the coming of the Holy Spirit. With the coming of the Holy Spirit, he was turned from charcoal carbon into a diamond. Amen? Hey, you want to write a book and make a lot of money? If you do, write a book on Peter before Pentecost and Peter after Pentecost, and you make a lot of money. I don't think there's any book written on that. Maybe that'll be my next, okay? The pre-Pentecost and the post-Pentecost Peter is from charcoal into diamond. It is. Ivan, Patricia, could that happen to us? John, are you listening? Could that happen to us? Hello? Or is the Holy Spirit getting weaker? Okay. Holy Spirit is diminishing in power. Okay. He's becoming weaker, huh? Like a flower exposed to the sun. Huh? Or the wicked witch of the West. I'm drowning. Holy Spirit is just as powerful today as he was 2,000 years ago. Amen? And we just have to open up our hearts to the Holy Spirit, and there will be a renewed Pentecost in our lives. So as you read through the Acts of the Apostles, you're going to be listening to the Acts for 50 days, up until Pentecost. Be aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And ask the Blessed Mother, Mary, who is the daughter of God the Father, she's the mother of God the Son, she's the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit, that through her prayers, we would have our own personal Pentecost experience. And I'll quote one of the most eloquent verses from St. Peter in one of his letters. And he says, my friends, as the morning star rises in your hearts. And who is the morning star that rises in our hearts? It's the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen.